He said, we're about to start on the first gata, the first of the 41 prayers to help us cultivate bodhicitta. So it says, may I lead all sentient beings to the citadel of liberation. This is the prayer of the bodhisattva when entering a house. Okay? So what this means is every time we enter into a house, we think I am leading all sentient beings to the citadel of liberation, to enlightenment. I'm taking them all out of suffering and leading them to enlightenment. So this is a tremendous mindfulness practice for us, especially when we're walking and, because so often we're distracted when we enter a house. We're not even aware we're entering it. Our mind is already where we're going to when we get in there, maybe the refrigerator, So our mind is always in the future there, but to actually pay attention when we're entering the house and say, my highest aspiration in life is to lead all sentient beings to liberation and enlightenment. And so, especially here at the Abbey, we go in and out of buildings quite a lot, and so to make that really a mindfulness practice, like as you're taking your shoes off the door, at the door, we can also add the gata, I'm leaving my defilements behind, and then as I'm going into the house, I'm attaining liberation myself, and thus, or not liberation, but full enlightenment myself, and thus I want to lead all sentient beings to that same state of full enlightenment. And so make that our mindfulness practice of being present when we're entering a house. And can you imagine doing this day after day, time after time? That imprints the thought of bodhicitta in the mind again and again and again. And for us to actually generate pure bodhicitta, we need that repeated imprint. We need again and again to generate that aspiration. So even though it may seem artificial, in our heart of hearts, we don't really feel like we want to lead sentient beings to liberation. We're just kind of thinking that for, 3 seconds so that we can at least feel good before we go in the house and get to the refrigerator. Still, it's better than not thinking it at all, isn't it? Just imprinting that thought of leading all sentient beings to enlightenment again and again. And as we do this repeatedly, then what will start to happen is we'll start to feel it more and more, and the refrigerator will become less and less interesting. Okay? So let's try and make that a practice. We might want to write something on the door, because I don't know about you, but I often forget it. Like, sometimes when I leave my cabin, I'll think, when I enter the house, I want to think I'm leading all sentient beings to the citadel of liberation. And by the time I get to the house, I've forgotten. So maybe that's my practice, to at least generate it when I leave the cabin. But it's better to, think as you're entering into the house that you're entering into liberation and taking all sentient beings.